Welcome to Lowry's first audio boo. Today we're in the Lowry Galleries with curator of the LS Lowry Collection, Claire Stewart, and she's here to talk about two new loans that we have on display.
We have two new pictures on loan to the Lowry at the moment. The first one is called Street Scene. Coincidentally, both of the works date from 1935, which is quite interesting. This new picture may not be completely unknown to some of our visitors because it's actually from the Atkinson Art Gallery in Southport. The Atkinson is closed for a couple of years because they're having a major refurbishment project, and they were very keen that the Lowry stayed on display somewhere, and we were very happy to receive it on loan here so that our visitors can enjoy it while the Atkinson is closed. It's what you might call a classic Lowry street scene in a kind of urban setting. And the view is down a road of terraced houses. The houses are on either side, sort of receding into the very centre of the picture. And right at the end of the street, stopping the view completely, is this huge mill building, which completely overshadows any of the other dwellings nearby. And it's the Acme Mill in Pendlebury, which is quite a sort of key site for Lowry. The story goes, as he told himself, that one day when he was leaving the train station in Pendlebury, he suddenly saw the view in front of him with the mill in a fresh light, basically. He had hated the industrial scene around about him until then, when he moved to the area, but suddenly he saw the possibilities of it for some of his paintings as subject matter for them. It shows Lowry using his kind of classic combination of colours, because the ends of the terraces facing us on either side of the painting are a very sort of strong vermilion, and you can just see that they've got sort of corner shops just sort of visible on either side. And the mill is a sort of very dark grey, and the ends of the terraces are quite a sort of sooty black. The smoke rising from all the chimneys, a nice sort of softly blurred paint. And there's Lowry's normal crowd of people in the streets, including children and dogs and a small group of people standing around a man reading a newspaper. It's a very beautiful painting. It's probably about roughly 2 foot square in its frame. And it occupies a nice central position in our new displays of Lowry's. We've completely redesigned the galleries here. And we now have sort of red coloured walls and a sort of heritage red that's probably not far off what Lowry had on his own living room wall, and against which he hung his own pictures and works that he bought by other artists. And it sits in the centre of the wall in a very nice sort of gilded frame, and it really sings out and attracts visitors' attention. It's a beautiful work, quite small, but really sort of carries a punch, if you like. The other work that we have on loan, as I say, it dates from the same year, but is a slight contrast to this one. The second of our loans is called People Standing About, and it's almost the same size as the Atkinson's picture, but this time the crowd of people are standing in what's much more like a kind of market town setting, with a building at the centre with a very distinctive set of steps, kind of circular steps, which might be a chapel or something like that. It's a very busy, bustling scene, and again we've got the usual collection of dogs and children in prams, adults, a small boy with a hoop that he's holding in the corner of the street. And there's quite a lot going on in this picture. It's quite different in a way, not only because it's a kind of market town rather than the sort of industrial suburbs of Pendlebury, but the way that it's painted is quite different. The Atkinson's picture has a very smooth surface, very sort of slickly painted, if you like. Beautiful finish, and this one is beautiful as well, but for quite different reasons. It's really, really thickly painted, and if you want to get a sense of how Lowry applied his paint to the canvas or to the board that he was painting on, this is quite an interesting picture to look at, because the brush strokes, even through the glass of the picture frame, are very, very visible, and you can see that he's built up the paint in really thick layers. This painting is from a private collection, and as far as we can tell, it hasn't been exhibited since the early 1940s. It was shown at Salford Museum and Art Gallery in 1941 in an exhibition there, and then the following year at Sunderland. And I don't think it's been on display publicly since then. It was purchased at an auction house in the early 1960s, so obviously it would have been, you know, available for prospective buyers to see for a couple of days around the time of the auction. But we think this is the first time it's been exhibited in public for over 60 years, which is lovely. Originally, we were going to hang it in our Lowry Favourites display, but because it was such an unseen picture, if you like, we took the opportunity to hang it within our current Spencer Tunick exhibition, Everyday People. Spencer was quite taken with the Lowry